This is part 3 of 7 of my interview with George Morrow of the Humble Road YouTube channel and Custom Van Shop in New Jersey. You'll find links to the Humble Road channel and much more in the show notes, aka description, for this episode in your podcast app. Okay, let's get right into part 3 of my interview with George. Please enjoy.
That's a brilliant direction to be thinking in, especially with electric vans coming online. Now, obviously, we're a long way from long distance electric vans, and you know, the vast majority of the talk and hype about whoever, Sprinter's electric van, VW's electric van, etc.
Right.
You know, the ranges are short and they're cost prohibitive, and just like everything else, you know, when there's a big innovation in electrical, it's gonna be a while, I think, before our vans are power or driven by electrics as well. But I'm curious to see where we go in terms of amp hours and weight and size in the near future. Those innovations are so fascinating to me. You know, I'm looking forward to 1,000 amp hours and at 100 pounds, right?
Right. Well, the solid state batteries are going to do that.
Okay.
They're not ready for prime time just yet. And that's another thing that I'm very careful. My components are, well, I'd love to use the latest and the greatest. They haven't been proven out in the field. So I select components that have a very good track record. They're workhorse components, and they're easily serviced anywhere you may be. Mm-hmm. I've gotten comments that I just love that Xantrex SW3000 inverter.
Yeah.
And it's so antiquated, you know, there to try to get that thing to be controlled from your phone is just ridiculous. However, you can run that baby 24/7 for 10 years.
Wow.
It's just a workhorse. So I'm willing to, and my clients are willing to forego the Bluetooth capabilities or the slickness. For the day-to-day reliability. Now, right. Victron seems to be an excellent product, and I think they're proven overseas, but I'm waiting for their service network to get a little broader here in the States. I'm using them. I'm starting to use Victron components, but I know that, you know, somebody has a problem with a Xantrex inverter, they can get that repaired, you know, probably within 50 miles of where they're standing.
Now, isn't Xantrex more or less on the cutting edge in terms of power with regard to lithium iron phosphate? I mean, aren't they kind of ahead of the game on that, or at least on top of it?
They were on top of it. Their eGen system is what first attracted me to their battery system, but the core of that system was a Lithionics battery.
Gotcha.
And to me, that was the big selling point. Is that Lithionics?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, and Lithionics is the only battery that's UL listed. And again, it goes back to safety. Yeah. And I had one video where I was speaking to a product manager at Xantrex. The UL testing that battery had to go through, they actually shot it with a nail gun.
Wow. And, yeah, I remember that.
That's yeah, and then they test the thermal runaway, you know, that whatever one cell was punctured, they're able to isolate that cell and prevent a larger thermal runaway. So, but I do like the Victron products in Sam's van that I'm working on now. I've got 2 MPPT solar controllers, and I've got 2 strings of 300 watts on the roof, and I'm running them in parallel. And I'm getting a lot of criticism and feedback that I should be running in series.
Uh-huh.
And it's really six of one, half a dozen of another. Sam's lifestyle, he finds himself in the deserts of Arizona most of the year. So parallel is he's going to get that afternoon sun and get those big amps into his battery, and then he's done with it.
Gotcha.
And And then I've got DC to DC chargers. They're also from Victron, because on the ProMaster, I'm not too keen on the second alternator install. It's an aftermarket kit. And again, there are thousands of vans out there, thousands of ProMasters with that kit. But sure, there are a few dozen failures where the new fan belt cuts a heater hose and now the vehicle is inoperable.
Wow.
And it happened to the Vagabonds, but they were lucky enough to, because Dave does so many maintenance checks almost daily before they take off, he was able to catch it before they were disabled and they were able to get to a facility to have it repaired. But if it's a ProMaster, I advise against the second alternator, and I'd say let's go with the two DC to DC chargers. They're 30 amps apiece. So you're getting 60 amps. Obviously, you need to have the high output alternator from the factory, which these ProMasters do have, 220 amp alternator. So he's getting 30 amps of charging from the solar, and he's getting 60 amps of charging from the DC to DC chargers. So he's at 90 amps for a good part of the day, and when he needs it. And he's thrilled.
That's great.
He's thrilled. And that's the New Jersey sun. Just the other day, I measured those at 11:30 in the morning. He was getting 15 amps per string. And of course it trails off as the sun moves. Mm-hmm. But he's getting those big amps right away, which is really, really what the lithium wants. The lithium wants amps.
Yeah, that's great. Well, those are the kinds of solutions that people hire you to to find for them.
Right.
Uh-huh. And by the way, that's another thing I'm really impressed with regard to your channel and your videos is your knowledge of electrical. Is this part of your natural tinkering ability, or did you go through some pain to learn this stuff?
I did a lot of research and a lot of homework.
Okay.
Basically in the boating world. Because their restrictions are much stricter.
Yeah.
Their standards are much higher for boats than they are for RVs.
Sure.
So I try to do everything according to the Yacht Council standards.
Uh-huh.
I can't afford any, like the RVIA, I can't afford to join.
Right.
I know my vans would pass.
Uh-huh.
I would get certification, but at this point I can't afford it. But so I know in my heart that these vans are built according to RVIA and exceeding RVIA into the Yachting Council.
Yeah.
But all self-taught. My build philosophy is to keep things simple. And in doing so, it is a bit easier to get a quality system. I do get involved in load balancing. I get involved in, every single wire run is measured, including every turn. I don't just estimate. I bring every turn and bend into the equation because that can add up.
Yep.
And it can add several feet to your run, and then you'll get voltage drops.
Right, resistance.
So, the resistance increases.
Mm-hmm.
And I triple insulate every wire. I'm very, very careful about wire movement within the van while they're driving it. There will be no chafing. Everything is locked down and it's good. It's very tight and safe.
Yes.
And like I said, I get into load balancing. I'm concerned with the amount of amps coming into a bus bar. And where it's coming into the bus bar and how it spreads across a bus bar.
Right.
So I'll even look at that. And these are just simple, elementary concepts. I'm not sending a rocket to the moon.
Yeah. Sure. And then there's all the crimping stuff. That crimping video you did with the very expensive Milwaukee. Is it a Milwaukee crimper?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That thing.
For me, it was well worth
it.
Because even with a hydraulic crimper that I was using, it was too inconsistent for my liking.
Right.
I got good crimps,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted consistency and I wanted a little more speed.
Yep.
For me to crank down on that hydraulic, I'm only 150 pounds, so it got tough.
Yeah, elbow grease.
Yeah, the Milwaukee tool is just wonderful. It really is.
That's cool.
And it records every crimp, and it alerts me if the crimp was done incorrectly or insufficiently.
Yeah.
And on some of my lugs, you know, the four-aught lugs particularly, I can now put two crimps on a wire, on a lug, instead of one, because it's such a precise tool.
Hey, that wraps up today's show. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're giving away a useful van life resource over at vansage.com. The Campervan Essentials Checklist for packing and outfitting your van. It's the easy-to-use download for making sure you've got all your van life essentials on board before you hit the road, and it's free at vansage.com. And there's more. You're going to get the Vansage newsletter, packed with exclusive van building, living, and traveling resources. And we've got more useful downloads coming soon. You can find all that via the link in the description for this or any Campervan podcast episode, or just head over to vansage.com and click the appropriate button. Okay, thanks again for listening. Until the next episode, best of luck in all your endeavors and enjoy your van life adventure.
I double dare you to sit over here. I double dare you to lend me your ear. Take off your high hat and let's get friendly. Don't be a scared cat. Say, what do you care? Can't you take a dare? I double dare you.